our awesome podcast with Holly and Adam and maybe a guest. We talk about things, we talk about stuff. We talk until we've had enough. Listen to our awesome podcast. All you have to do is not turn it off. The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
It's awesome.
The Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Adam and Holly are awesome podcast.
Aha!
We are blowing our nose.
This is a great way to start a podcast.
Because we just had awesome soup. French.
I don't really think those things are correlated.
Frenchist onion.
What good?
Mm-hmm. It even had Swiss cheese. Is that Swiss onion soup then? Or is it?
Well, no, like the soup. The soup is made out of French onions.
Are the onions Frenched?
No.
Like Frenched fries?
No, but I also don't know what the culinary definition of Frenched is. Mm. Okay, you gotta Google why French onion soup's called that now.
It's probably made from France.
Actually, it's probably not.
Why is onion soup?
It's probably from, like, California.
It originates in Paris, France.
Oh.
With caramelized
beef
onions.
Beef broth, caramelized onions. Well, that's what I...
We have done that.
That's what I made mine from.
Mm.
The downside of French onion soup is that your apartment smells like onions for, like,
and also all your clothes.
All of your clothes.
So when you go anywhere, you smell
fabric,
like...
Every fabric, every textile in your apartment.
But it's real good. It's not,
it's
like, strong onions. It's, like, good onions. Like,
good.
Caramelized onions.
And honestly, I did not caramelize these onions properly.
Really?
Yeah, I started them out in the wrong
you did
pan.
The wrong
I
pan.
Started in, like, my cast iron, like, Dutch oven. But it's not a round one. It's, like, a taller, narrower one. And so there wasn't enough surface area. Like, mm-hmm. if I had one of the big round ones, I think it would have worked. So I had to move it into my 12-inch skillet. But I didn't realize until, like, half an hour later when the onions are basically just boiling themselves.
Mm.
And that does not make for great eats. Just boiled onions.
I have a question for you to get away from the food.
Yeah, I was going to keep talking about it because it's delicious. But
it is very delicious. I agree with you about that. But... So when you're at work, do you, like, listen to podcasts, or are you too busy, like, working?
Sometimes I do. Mostly I don't. Not because I don't, like, I'm too busy, like talking to people or whatever, but more because when people talk in podcasts, I find it harder to work. Like, I
can't
concentrate on the podcast because what I'm doing isn't mindless. Like, I have to, I'm writing stuff. Like,
right.
If I wasn't writing words, I could
That's
do it.
Fair.
But
yeah.
I either work or I listen to podcasts. So if I'm going to listen to something at work, it tends to be music.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just started listening to a new podcast. Actually, two new podcasts, but one was newer than the other one.
One's new to you and one's just new?
No, they're both new.
They're both
to me.
Old.
Yeah, they're both...
They're both old podcasts that are new to you.
Yeah. But I...
it's like buying a used car.
Somebody...
It's a history.
Was it your sister that mentioned the Adventure Zone podcast? It was somebody.
No, I think you heard it on another podcast, and you're like, oh, there's this Adventure Zone, and I was like, yeah, I know.
No, it was Mads. Mads told me about it.
Yeah, I told you about it before, but that's okay. That's how the world usually works. You don't take anything seriously until some other person tells you about it. This is an established history, an established pattern.
Listen.
Go back and listen to other podcasts. I'm positive we've mentioned this before.
Anyway, the Adventure Zone. It's got two guys who sound exactly the same.
Yeah,
and
pretty
then
much
their brother
exactly
and their
the
dad.
Same. And their brother and their dad.
And
it's
D&D
a McElroy
together.
Podcast of the McElroy fame. Those McElroys.
They just do a bunch of podcasts.
They do.
Betwixt them.
Yeah, a lot of podcasts.
Because Sawbones is one of them. Is one of the two that sound the
there
same.
There are a ton of them. Like, there's more than you will ever know. The McElroy clan. It's the Smurls and the McElroys.
What's a Smurl?
Smurl is, okay, so Justin and Sydney do Sawbones, right? Justin McElroy and Sydney McElroy.
Uh-huh.
Sydney Smurl McElroy. So that was her maiden name.
That's a bad name.
Listen, she didn't choose her last name. It's
right.
just a last name.
But she doesn't
name.
Have to, like, keep going by it.
She doesn't. It's her middle name now. She retired her previous middle name of Anne, and now her middle name is Smurl. True fact.
How do you spell it?
S-M-I-R-L. Exactly how it sounds. Smurl.
That's...
So, Sydney and her sisters started a podcast called Still Buffering, where they talk about, like, Because her, Sydney's, like, in her 30s, and her sister's, like, 16. I think she just got a driver's license.
Okay.
So there's, like, a big gap. There's, like, a generational gap between them. So they talk about, like, how things were in the 90s when Sydney was, a teenager, and then how things are now.
Okay.
Because there's a significant difference, especially in, like, technology and stuff. So
sure.
They talk about growing up, like, in various eras.
Okay.
And then I think that there's other podcasts in the Smurls, and there's other McElroy pod. Like, Travis has another podcast.
Well, that's one of the other ones I started listening to.
The McElroy dad has a podcast about law. There's
is he
like
a lawman?
I don't know. I don't listen to the podcast. I just know there's a lot of podcasts around.
The one that I listen to is Interrobang.
Yeah. Is that with Travis and his wife?
No, it's with Travis and Tybee Diskin.
Because I think Travis and his wife also have a podcast.
Okay. That sounds...
Maybe Griffin and his wife have a podcast. I don't know. There's
Griffin's
a lot of
podcasts Dungeon Master.
Around. Is he?
Yeah. And there's a character named Barry Blue Jeans.
Mm-hmm.
Barry Blue Jeans.
Barry Blue Jeans.
And he's like, hey, I'm doing this thing. I'm Barry Blue Jeans.
I miss DMing a little bit.
I think
it was a lot of stress and a lot of work, but I do miss doing it. Mm. I think I should, but where the fuck am I going to find a group? I don't know anybody here who wants to play D&D who is not already in a group.
Right.
That's the hard part. And I don't like doing it over Skype. I know you can,
yeah,
but I don't think it
it's
works correctly.
Yeah, you could DM for just me. And then
I could
just
DM for
out.
Just you. It's very hard to scale encounters for one person.
Really? Well, you can have I can have a whole team of people that talk to each other.
Oh, that's...
That's not any fun.
Okay. I could just have four NPC characters.
Those are the worst.
DM-controlled player characters.
They're the worst.
Because, well, they're not always the worst, but I think most DM, every DM I've played under who has a character like that just uses it to fix the broken things about their own game.
Yeah, it's a deus ex machina.
It is. They're just like, oh, I made this puzzle too hard. Well, you guys get through it anyway. Right? Like, they just use it as a cop-out for their bad Dungeon Master designs or whatever.
Right. I would be the worst. I'm bad at puzzles.
Yeah.
I'm bad at making puzzles because I make them too hard.
I made a puzzle. Remember when I made a puzzle? I made a puzzle for you guys. I don't remember how good the puzzle was. There were like a bunch of stones and you had to like drop them in cups or something.
Oh yeah, that was a good one because we figured it out eventually.
It didn't take as long as I wanted it to take.
Oh really?
Yeah, and I didn't feel like I was good at describing the actual effects of what happened.
Oh, okay.
Or like punishing you when you did it wrong. I think
right.
I needed to put more punishments in, like when you did it wrong, like the gas started leaking out or something, and like
no.
The more you did it, like the more a gas would leak out, and eventually you'd just pass out or something.
I don't like that. I don't like those, like you're gonna die if you don't get the answer.
I wouldn't have made it lethal, but you would have lost some time and woken up with skeletons in the room or something.
Skeletons. That was fun. I like that one with the, like, we went to the island and had to do
the
treasure
stuff. Yeah,
you had
to, like, find a treasure and, like,
and
there
were
chickens for some reason.
And then we had, like, a dating game with the... We had that on the podcast.
We did do the... That was Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day.
It was almost a year ago.
It was. Valentine's Day.
Like
we had our Valentine's night D&D session.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Only listen to that if you're new to the podcast. Only listen to that podcast and you're working backwards. If you have... if you're not offended by sex.
I mean.
And people you don't know talking about it and joking like they're 12.
Yeah.
We were very much 12 years old for that one.
But that's the fun of D&D.
It was fun.
And I heard that. I'm like, man, I wish we would have recorded. Well, we were on, like, Twitch under Gully's thing.
We weren't for that one.
No, but I mean for most of
our
sessions.
Yeah, we were for a lot of the sessions, but I don't think he recorded any of them. He didn't, like, post the videos to be available either.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think.
They
I think
he just
streamed them and then they were done.
And they were done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
have been
so
nice.
They're not
though.
Memorialized anyway. I wouldn't have wanted to watch them because I don't like watching myself.
Right,
talk.
But I would like, edit it, like, even not a video, but. Like,
you would edit it. We don't even edit this podcast.
No, I know, but I think
folks,
that'd be.
Folks, you're getting raw podcasts.
I think that'd be fun, though, to, like, record the D&D session and then, like, go through and edit it so, like, all the, like, boring, like. The stuff where you're not actually playing.
The stuff where someone gets up to get chips and then someone takes a bathroom
or someone
break,
just like
then...
starts talking about something entirely different.
Yeah.
You know, and then we get back into it.
Yeah. Although I think we tried to keep that to a minimum.
Well, we did. And we did a good job at it.
We did a pretty decent job.
But there's still like a couple minutes in there. It's like, you know, we started talking about something else and then they're like, okay, now what were we doing?
You know? That's true. That did happen. I was going to ask you a question.
Okay.
Because, okay, so we were eating dinner. It was French onion soup. And there's bread on top of that. And there's cheese on top of that. And I was thinking about the cheese. And I was thinking, would you rather live in a town that is made entirely of cheese? Mm-hmm. Like, the built all the structures and, mm-hmm. like, your computer or whatever made of cheese. Somehow mm-hmm. still functional, but sure. made of cheese. Or would you rather live in a town with normal structures, normal buildings, but the only thing you can buy at any store is cheese?
Well, I mean, why would you not only... I would love to only eat cheese every day.
You die so quickly.
Yeah, but it would be
if you'd
the
be
best.
Constipated all the time.
But if everything's made of cheese in the town, then mm-hmm. how are you going to buy anything else anyway?
No, you can buy other cheese. I told you all the other stuff. You buy all their stuff. I told you.
Oh, it's only the buildings.
Yeah,
made
it's like
of
the
cheese.
Structures and like the case.
What kind of cheese
the case
am I sleeping
that your
on?
Meat would be in. What well, you could choose.
But I
it's,
think
listen,
that,
it's not like the mattress store only sells one kind of mattress.
Right,
they sell five kinds of cheese mattress.
Right, you can get like a brie
do
mattress
you want,
that's
yeah,
like soft.
Yeah, do you want like a brie or do you want like a Parmesan Reggiano?
I think, no, I'm more closer to the brie.
You're
that's
into a
my,
brie?
Brie is my sleep number.
My sleep number is Gouda.
Gouda.
what would they call it? It wouldn't be your sleep number.
Mm-hmm.
Like what would be... What's the word for how soft or hard a cheese is? They're like a fancy French word, like.
Well, it's just like hard cheeses and soft cheeses.
Yeah, I there's got to be some other language has a really right. fancy word for soft
what's
cheese.
What's the name?
Just Google soft versus hard cheese.
Fancy name for soft cheese.
Oh, that's okay. Nope, you're just getting cream cheese.
All right.
I don't want a cream cheese bed. That's too soft.
Yeah, and it's also like sticky. Soft cheese versus hard cheese.
Okay. I mean, it's really just like how long they sit around.
Yeah.
And honestly, you would have to get a new bed pretty often. Right?
Yeah, because it's going to get moldy.
It would get, well, not even just moldy. It'd become firmer.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure. So
that's like
the
whole point. Because it sits around. Dries out.
Yeah.
Now, you know what? I think you would think that like, they would figure out how to manufacture it, like, inside
yeah.
plastic or something, so it didn't, so
but
that didn't
not,
happen.
But it has to be made of all cheese. I think I'm just going to buy, live in the town where the only food
no, it doesn't have to
cheese.
Be made of all cheese.
Because
I told
the,
you, things still work.
Listen.
Like, your computer still has innards in it
right,
that make it a computer.
Right, but I still just
want to
live somewhere where I can only eat cheese.
Okay, you just
it's
you
want
to
like,
live somewhere they only
right,
sell
it's not,
cheese.
It's not
they
like,
don't.
Like they only sell Limburger cheese, you know? It's like, you get
right.
whatever cheese you want, and you can have a cheese sandwich
what
that
if?
Is two pieces of cheese with a piece of cheese in the middle. With a different kind of cheese.
Okay. Which one is the bread of cheeses? What do you put on the outside of your cheese sandwich? And what's on the inside? Is it two hard cheeses on the outside and a
yeah.
soft cheese inside?
Yeah.
Or is it two soft cheeses
no,
on the outside?
No, because
you
have to hold
cheese.
On to it. It's like, you get
you
like...
You can hold on to brie. It's squishy, but you can do it.
Yeah,
or like a
to.
Cheddar, like two cheddars
no,
on the
you,
outside.
No, what you do is
like...
you take a brie and you'd scoop out the stuff and it'd be like a pita.
Oh.
A burrito.
You know what? It would be... If you're the sort of person who eats the brie rind... That would work. I am not a brie
no,
rind
gross.
Eater. People are into it.
Brie isn't very good.
Brie is disgusting.
There's a lot of cheeses I don't like.
Yeah, I don't like brie. I don't like a lot of goat cheeses. Mm. Goat
I like,
cheeses
I'm
not really
goat
that
cheese.
Into. Do you?
I like feta.
I like feta. I just don't like something about goat cheese.
Like there's that one.
It's
that, there's
earthy.
Like cranberry goat cheese. Like the
okay,
the,
that was good.
Like the sourness
I'm into
of the
that.
Cranberries, and with the
sorry,
salty.
I can't find the answer to the question.
Alexa, why don't you shut your robot face?
I can't find the answer.
She doesn't know why. She has no idea why. Why would she?
Alexa, seize all motor functions.
Sorry, I don't know that one.
Oh. Ooh. She doesn't know that one. Alexa, knock, knock.
Knock, knock. Who's there? Echo. Echo who? Echo, echo, echo.
It's probably barely audible on the podcast. Anyway, so you'd have a cheese pita. What would be, like, the equivalent of a pizza? Can you have pizza?
Yeah. All you gotta do is you get, like, cheddar cheese, and you bake it first so it gets all real crispy.
Okay.
And then you put mozzarella cheese on it, bake it again, cut it, and you have pizza.
Pizza.
Yeah. Because
would...
you never get cheddar cheese
and yeah,
you cook
yeah.
it,
then you,
and
like,
it gets,
it
real,
gets
crispy.
Real crispy.
Yeah.
I think you might have to get some paper towels and blot some of that oil off, though, because I think the... Mm. No, I think the mozzarella would just slide off
oh, that's
on
true.
The oil. So you'd have to, like, dry
what
it out
you
a little
weave
bit.
It in?
So here's a question. In this hypothetical cheese town where they only sell cheese, are you allowed to Amazon and other stuff, or is there like a restriction that Amazon just doesn't?
Oh, there's
ship
an
there?
Embargo on non-cheese.
So are you on an island? Like, is this like a Bainbridge situation? Like, where
it doesn't matter.
It's just Cheese Island.
It's an embargo. If you are caught with not cheese as a food, then you get.
You are allowed to leave the town, though. Like, you can leave
the town and go eat a hamburger,
but you just can't bring it back.
Right.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So if you leave the town, do you ever buy cheese? Assuming you live longer than 2 weeks in this town, because everybody's going to have gout and everything. Everybody's going to have, like...
They have, like, fortified cheeses.
All of the ailments.
Because you can get cheese with, like, other stuff in it.
That's true. You can get, like, cheese with garlic and, like, cheese. You're still... Everybody's going to be really fat. Like, a lot, just super fat.
There's no carbohydrates, though.
Yeah, it is a no-carb diet. You will die of that.
And
you'll
have a
lot
of weird
poops. There's probably,
like,
cheese with carb something
in
there,
you can,
right? There's got to be.
You
like
can
a
get
cheese
a lot
with
of
onions.
Different cheeses.
You could probably... Honestly, people would probably, like, start a market of cheese with other stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like cheese with bread in it. Mm-hmm. Right, cheese on the
bread.
Yeah, it's still cheese, right? Mm-hmm. But it's got like little bread pieces or little cracker pieces in it. I would eat that.
Cheese and crackers, crack cheese.
Cheese and crackers, cheese.
So I went to the Honest Biscuit store today for my lunch.
Did you get cheese?
I got a biscuit and sausage gravy. I was like, I'll just try something regular, and then I was like, I'll get a side of grits, and then. I, like, ate all the sausage and biscuits, and I was like, yeah, these are fine. They're pretty good, you know.
Yeah.
The biscuits are
good. I've never had, biscuits and gravy, because I don't like gravy.
Oh, sausage gravy is, like, a different thing.
I know that it is, but I'm not against the flavor of gravy. I'm more against, like,
the
application of gravy.
Yeah, okay.
It, like,
that's fine.
It soaks in everything.
But anyway, I ate the biscuits and gravy, and they were good.
Uh-huh.
And then I ate the grits, and the first bite I took of the grits, it was, like, the best thing I've ever eaten in my life.
Yeah.
Because it was, like... It's like, you know how when you get cheddar cheese and then you cook it really hard and it gets crispy? Like, that was there was a rind on the grits.
Oh,
and it was so
I
good.
See.
And it was like really like burnt cheese is the best. And then grits. And I'm going to go back and get just grits.
Please
next
don't.
Time. I'm just going to
make it like a month or two.
Right,
that's
but
a
it's,
lot
only, it's only
food.
A little bit.
Yeah,
little
but
bit
that's probably still 1,500 calories in what you
listen.
Ate. Listen, we're both getting fat.
Yeah.
And we need to not be.
That's because I can't stop eating candy.
You can stop eating candy.
Yeah.
But that is neither here nor there.
I mean, I will someday.
That is not up for discussion.
Once I have a job that doesn't involve me working in the candy store.
This seltzer water is really good.
I know, right?
I got a Kroger brand seltzer water today.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Naturally flavored. Caffeine free, in case you thought it was soda. I don't know why you would think seltzer water ever had caffeine in it. It never does.
Because it's fizzy.
Made in USA.
Kroger. Oh, that's, so I've been watching, 6 Feet Under again.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, a rival funeral home business.
A rival funeral home?
Well, it's, like, the corporation one.
Oh, okay, like
the
big, man.
They're called Kroger.
Kroger.
I think it's Kroger. But anyway, they're trying
Could
to
be.
Buy out Fisher and Sons the whole time.
I don't think that they do successfully, though, because... There's, like, three more seasons.
Yeah, right. But that's... In season two, that's one of the...
plot points.
Yeah, it's one of their, like, their stumbling blocks is that, like, Kroger's messing with them.
How dare they?
Uh-huh.
How
or
dare
no,
they
it's,
mess
it's
with
Kroner.
Them? Kroner.
That's
oh, like the Swedish money. It's Kroner.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Sorry, excuse me, all you 6 Feet Under fans and your...
And all you Swedes.
And
sorry
all
to offend. And all the people who work for Kroger, QFC, or Fred Meyer. We're sorry.
Are QFC and Fred Meyer under the same
yeah.
company?
If you search for like a Fred Meyer like near you on Fred Meyer's website, it'll also surface QFC.
And
they're both Kroger brands. We don't have Kroger here though. We just have QFC and Fred Meyer. It's really weird.
That's fine. I like QFC. I like Fred Meyer.
I think QFC's a little overpriced.
Yeah. Fred Meyer's like the it's like a Walmart Target Walmart kind
yeah,
of
it is. It's more Walmart than Target.
Yeah. It's big.
But it's Target prices with Walmart service.
Yeah.
It's exactly what you don't want.
Yeah, no, it's fine, though. They're...
It's okay. I bought some storage there yesterday.
Oh, you did?
I bought a shelf that I
then... You
didn't
go to the container store?
I didn't go to the container store. I'd have to drive to Southgate.
Did you
Why
you
would
ever...
I drive to Southgate
South
when I
Center.
Could... South Center. I'm so sorry.
It's in Tacoma?
Northgate, South Center. Or I could just, actually there's probably a Container Store closer, but
probably.
Or I could just go to Fred Meyer, which is like 2 miles
just
away.
Just right over there. Yeah. I like our city.
Yeah.
This is my city. I feel like
this
I belong
here.
Now? Yeah.
I don't know if I do yet. I feel like I'm a little bit too Midwest for this place still.
Really? What's the temperature in North Dakota today?
You know, probably cold. Probably cold with a side of cold as butts.
Mm-hmm. It was like 40 today.
Yeah, it's probably like 40 here today. I don't know. Alexa, what's the temperature in Fargo?
Right now in Fargo, North Dakota, it's 6 degrees with clear skies.
Oh, it's 6.
Oh,
shit. It's above zero.
Oh, lucky them.
With a low of 3 degrees.
Low of 3. They're staying in the positive digits.
Look at that.
They're fine.
It's like summer.
They're fine. Everything under 10 feels the same anyway.
Alexa, what's the temperature here?
Right now in Seattle, it's 45 degrees.
45? Yeah, yeah.
We could probably turn the heat off entirely.
Yeah, go ahead.
Low of 40 degrees.
So,
yeah, we got our heating bill.
We got
bill.
Our heat bill. So for some reason, they charge you every 2 months.
Yeah.
It's like a 2 month cycle here, which I had figured out before. It was like $330 for 2 months in a
That's how they get you, though.
Bedroom apartment. One bedroom apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's two things contributing to this. One, our heat is run by a thermostat that's like 40 years old.
I'm going to turn off the heat and the fan.
Just turn it down a little bit. Don't like twist it all the way.
I'm going to turn off the fan too because the fan is blowing cool air.
No, the fan is moving the hot air from in front of the heat register.
But it's
so it
also
doesn't
blowing
just go up.
Cool air onto me because
right,
no,
I understand that.
There's no
I have a fan set up because otherwise the hot air is like the baseboard heater is right underneath the window. So if I don't blow the hot air out from the baseboard heater, it just goes up to the window and goes right back out.
Yeah, we have a million windows in here. Like 60% of our walls are covered in windows.
Which is, well, the external walls. Which is great because it's a lot of light, but it's bad because they're not... Because
winter.
They're not insulated windows.
We
they're
also have a fireplace,
just
you guys.
Metal, like...
Yeah.
Metal with more metal and broken screens and actually a broken pane, like a window pane. Yeah, it's cracked like all the way through. So we might have to tell someone about that come spring.
Not cool.
But I'm not going to do it right now.
Yeah, we'll worry about it
We
later.
Do have a fireplace. They came and cleaned it the other day.
Yeah.
I was in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
Some guy came in with like a vacuum, I think, and then he left.
Mm-hmm. He didn't
He like
didn't,
announced
he didn't keep
himself.
On
you. No, he like announced himself and like he was like, hello. And I was like, I was clearly in the shower.
Like, I'm
so
totally in the shower.
Obviously in the shower.
I was
going to
play my guitar
running.
Today. What time is it? Oh, it's too late.
You're going to play your guitar today.
Yeah, but then I got
Oh, it's almost 10. Oh, you're not going to be able... We can watch an episode of something. I want to watch a show with you.
Yeah, we'll do that.
We should do a snack.
Okay.
We're 22 minutes in.
What's our snack?
Peppermint chocolate popcorn.
Cucuruza.
Peppermint cocoa popcorn from Cucuruza.
We have a bag of it left.
Adam's coworker got some popcorn, and then we got popcorn.
Because she used to work there.
Yeah. I guess they give you popcorn.
There's one for you. All
right, so peppermint cocoa. Well, I might need a couple, because sometimes like the... Oh, that'll be fine. Oh, there's like a marshmallow in it. There's marshmallows. All
right.
That's what you gave me, was a marshmallow.
It's crunchy.
Maybe it wasn't a marshmallow. Maybe it's just like a mint bit. It's actually pretty good. Did you get any mint in yours?
Mm-hmm. It's like peppermint with a little bit of chocolate.
I don't mind this at all.
Yeah, it's fine.
I would eat this again.
Have some.
I don't know what that bit was that I had. I don't think it was supposed to be there. No, it is. It's a marshmallow.
Yeah.
But it's hardened like Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Oh, what do they call them?
Oh.
Marbits.
Marbits, that's right. We looked this up.
Yeah,
on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, we had a discussion about Lucky Charms marshmallows.
Each one of us, depending on our age, had a different experience with which marshmallows were in it. That was really interesting, actually.
Because some of us are old and some of us are not old.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently there was, like, rainbows in there at some point.
Mm-hmm. Hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, blue moon, pots of gold, rainbows, red balloons.
Exactly.
That's how the commercial went when I was a kid.
I remember pink hearts, green clovers...
Yeah, the colors changed
blue,
on some of them, too.
Blue stars. Blue diamonds.
Yeah, there were no diamonds.
Yeah. Well, whatever.
What else going on?
If Adventure Zone. I've been listening to that.
I'm getting close to finishing Dragon Quest Builders, and by that I mean I'm probably still like 2 days
away. Got to the last level. It's the coolest one, right?
It is really cool. Honestly, if you haven't played Dragon Quest Builders and you
are a person,
I'm just trying to figure out, like, it's not really Minecraft.
Yeah. But if you enjoyed, like, the single player version of Minecraft.
Or Terraria. If you like Terraria, you would like Dragon Quest Builders. It's a little bit more questy, kill monsters oriented, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I really like it.
I feel like it's Minecraft with structure.
Yeah.
Because, like, you have stuff you have to get done.
And it's, like, it's kind of a bit of a JRPG without having to worry about parties. I don't like managing a whole party.
Well, there's that's one downside for me. Like, you have, like, buddies that go with you.
Yeah, you bring people with you, but you don't have to manage their stats or anything. In fact, you don't even manage your own stats. There's no, like, leveling up or anything. Yeah. It's just, like, just you build better armor or whatever.
It's more like a, like Zelda. Zelda-style moving, wandering around. Because you don't get up levels. You get, more health.
And you just, like, get better at it. Mm. Yeah, I guess it's a little more like Zelda. It's not as hard as Zelda, though.
No.
The boss battles are tricky. Mm. But it's not that hard of a game.
It's like Zelda meets Minecraft meets Dragon Quest.
Yeah. It's, like, really laid back. There are level challenges that are, like, do this in less than 20 in-game days, which
you don't have to do that.
Close to. Apparently, I died 5 times in the last one. I don't remember dying 5 times, but I did.
And then also with the challenges, you don't know what they are until you're done with the level, so...
Yeah, they're, like, they're kind of hidden. There's hidden challenges, which are really cool, because I like to explore a world and find all the nooks and crannies and, like, all the stuff there, so... Disappointingly, I didn't find a world map until the last level.
Yeah, you don't get it to the last level.
No, there is one.
Oh, really?
In level 3. Yeah. I think it randomly spawns in caves.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's one around, but I didn't know where it was. And you get it in the last level.
You can get one.
Yeah, you can. Hmm. You might be able to get in the first 2 levels. I don't know, but...
We'll have to do some research.
Yeah.
But I love it. I still love it that it's just still the same world as the first Dragon Quest.
Yeah, I've never played Dragon Quest, so that didn't really do much for me.
Mm.
I get that's cool, but it wasn't really anything for me.
So you want some spoilers for Dragon Quest from 1985?
Well, a lot of people won't have played it, so be sensitive to that fact.
Okay, so Dragon Quest, you're on an Aleph Guard, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like this.
Is that the last place that I was? No, or that's the whole.
Aleph Guard is the.
The whole continent.
Yeah, the whole continent.
Okay.
Tentacle is like the capital.
Okay.
That's the castle, Tentacle Castle.
I'm sorry, I want to interject here. Every other town that I visited, there's 4 chapters in this game. The first 3 towns, I razed them immediately when I got there. I just tore everything down. I'm not doing that with the castle. Mm-hmm. I'm rebuilding it. Mm-hmm. That's what I did too. Yeah.
Like exactly where the rooms were, I'm putting them
there. Like as you can see, I'm having some trouble kind of deciphering a little bit like what the front door looked like because it's 3 squares wide.
Yeah.
Which I'm a little confused about.
I just put a steel door there.
I was going to put a steel door there, but I had to break out like another thing, and that felt weird and didn't quite work, so I'm not really sure what to do with that. But
it looks a little weird. But, Yeah, it's cool.
Anyway, you were telling me about the first Dragon Quest. Aleph Guard.
So that's... You get the 4 towns. Cantlin, Galenholm, Cole, Tentacle.
Tentacle.
And Rimuldar.
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 Who knows how to pronounce any of this? Rimuldar, it's all made up, so you can pronounce
it. In the third game,
So this would be Dragon Quest 3 or Dragon Warrior 3?
Dragon Warrior 3, yeah.
Okay. When did it switch from Dragon Warrior to Dragon Quest? Or was it one of them called...
It was always Dragon Quest in Japan.
But then it was called Dragon Warrior here?
Dragon Warrior here until all the way through 7.
We'll just call it Dragon Quest.
Then Dragon Quest 8.
There was probably some sort of, like, licensing issue that they wouldn't let them have it in the U.S. or something.
It could be strange stuff
like that. Or maybe they thought that American audiences would not buy anything called Dragon Quest. They wanted something
with Dragon Warriors. Yeah. So Dragon Quest 8 came out on PS2, and that's
You're telling me about the third one, though. I'm sorry, I keep interrupting you.
No, it's fine. In the third one, one of the continents is, like, it's all shrunk down, but it's Aleph Guard, and it's just really little. But, like, you go there, and there's a whole huge world around it, but you get to go back and visit, so it's nice.
That's cool.
I think it's in the third one, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know anything about it.
But then, is it the fourth one has... like it's set up like the world map.
Uh-huh.
And then there's like all the different continents have different places, like what is it? Portoga is in Portugal.
Portoga.
I think it's Portoga.
Okay.
But yeah, and then they have, but it's just cool that it's set up like the world map, and then like the towns have different things in it.
Pardon me.
Are
I'm
you
gonna
doing
get
our
us
words?
Some words.
All right, I'll be right back.
No, you have to stay here.
I'll be right back.
Okay, we're gonna pause the podcast for a moment. You will not hear anything different, but it will be paused. Remember when I said that nothing would seem to happen? Well, it looks like you got like a second and a half of silence. So
it's,
lucky.
And
you.
That was like an 6 hours.
That was like it was like 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Same thing. All right, we got some words here. I'm just going to let you stew on those. And we're going to talk about whether there are any Marvel characters who are princesses. Because Disney princesses are a thing, right? And I'm pretty sure that, Leia should be an official Disney princess because Star Wars princess, that
right,
sort of
but
thing.
But Marvel also.
She's not yet, but I think she should be. But also, Marvel is under the Disney head. So, are there any princesses in Marvel lore? Like, is that a real thing?
11 or so Marvel princesses.
11 or so are Marvel princesses.
Disney should celebrate.
Someone's already made this list because they had the same thought.
Namorita, Princess of the Sea.
Namorita? Are these, all really obscure?
I don't know.
Okay.
Dania, Princess of the Air.
She looks not familiar at all. She's like, she's lesser known.
Yeah.
Oh, God, it's number 2 and it's already lesser known.
Yeah, Crystal, Princess of the Inhumans.
Uh-huh. I think that this really shows
Polaris,
how...
Princess of Mutants.
How few good female characters there are in comic books.
Mephista, Princess of Hell.
Mephista, Princess of Hell.
How about Angela, Princess of Asgardia?
Okay.
Angela.
Oh, I thought that there might be a princess in Asgardia.
Yeah.
Or Asgard or whatever.
Clea, Princess of the Dark Dimension. Doctor Strange, Clea? Space Princess.
Doctor Strange's Space Princess?
Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Shuri, Princess Black Panther.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah. Queen Divine Justice.
Okay, so what princess. We're saying is there's really not any good Disney princesses to come out of Marvel. They don't have enough princesses.
Princess.
Marvel, get on it. Give us some more princesses.
Princesses. Okay.
Uh-huh. All right. You ready for your story? Or should I give you my story?
You do your story first, because mine's not going to be any good.
All right. No, maybe it will. You don't know.
Oh, excuse me for burping. I had drinked some fizzy water.
Yeah. All right. Allison worked on a sketch comedy show called No Bango. It's a good...
No Bango.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like, you'd watch that, right?
I don't know. What's it about?
It's a sketch comedy show.
Yeah, but like...
It's just like sketch comedy. Like a... Like a Kids in the Hall or one of those other shows. You know, the State. Or,
I like
The
State.
Or,
there's only two ways out of here. One is in this pine box, and the other one's through that door over there. That big wide open door.
Uh-huh.
But I strongly recommend you do not go through that door.
What's the other one I'm thinking of? What's the other...
Saturday Night Live?
No.
Mad
no,
TV.
It's too obvious. No, it's the other one with the Bob Odenkirk and what's his face?
Mr. Show?
Yeah, Mr. Show. Mm-hmm. It's like that.
Or with Bob and David?
Anyway, so she's a writer on the show. She's not actually in the sketches. She's not an actor.
So she's the Dino Stamatopoulos.
Yeah, she's behind the scenes. She's the, yeah. She's, yeah. So, anyway, she works on the show and she's super productive. Like, she writes...
Mm-hmm.
Her and her team write way more sketches than they actually need for the show.
Okay.
So, with the permission of her team, she takes some of the sketches and she writes a screenplay out of them. Because why not, right? They're not usually good movies, but she needs some money. She lives in New York. Like, it's expensive to live in New York.
Sure.
So she thinks, hey, if I can make a buck out of this, you know, I might as well. She's, like, as a person, not that well known or anything. So, she takes these sketches from the backlog, makes like a screenplay out of it, and she goes to sell the screenplay to some studio executives. And, you know, she lives in New York. She actually drives a car. Like, nobody in New York drives a car. But she drives a car because she can't bear to part with it. It was her grandmother's car, and she loves the car. It's all beat up, but, like, what car in New York is not beat up? So she goes to the studio executive office. Can't find a spot. Can't find a spot anywhere. She's almost late for the meeting. Mm-hmm. Like, she finally finds a place to, like, barely squeeze into parallel park. And runs upstairs. She's got 1 minute left till her meeting. She's all, like, in a tizzy, right?
As you are
when you're late, and she's like, she looks a mess because she was a wreck. She was like running from her car. Parking spot wasn't that close. It was like 2 blocks away. Sure. She had to sprint. Mm-hmm. So she gets into the executive's office, and he's got like 3 other people there with him. And they're like, listen, we read the screenplay. We want to make it. We love this movie. We think it's going to do great at the box office. It's going to be cheap to produce. We don't see any reason to not make this movie. She goes, oh, wow, perfect. Like, she was expecting to have to sell it to him. So she's still a little bit harried. And they go, all right, so we're going to need to take a photo for, you know, that we can send along to the people who are going to be, you know, making the movie and everything so they know who the person is behind this. And she's like, do I have to take a photo right now? And they're like, yeah. You just take a photo right now. She's like, okay, fine. So they take out the camera. And it's, like, one of those, like, it's the year 2017 now, right? Like, who still has, you know, those, like, cameras with, like, a big flash on the top? Like, an old-timey, like, 50s camera? Someone's keeping it around because they think it looks cool or whatever. And they, like, swear that it makes better pictures, but it totally doesn't. Like, your phone makes better pictures than this camera.
Sure.
But they do it anyway, right? So they take out this camera.
It's
she's
like when people listen to vinyl because it sounds better.
Vinyl's out selling MP3s now.
Right.
So they sit her down in a chair. There's like a blue wall behind her, and they take out the camera, and it like goes, bzzz, you know, like the flash firing up.
Pee-wonk.
And they take her picture. She's gone. Mm-hmm. Disappeared. Mm-hmm. She never reappears. Mm-hmm. They had no interest in her. They didn't want her screenplay for anything. They just wanted to steal her soul and her body. And they did that. And when they take a picture of you, you disappear. Everybody forgets about you. Mm-hmm. And they didn't really need her because there's like a whole team of writers. They had a backlog of sketches. They didn't need these extra sketches. Nobody remembers her. Mm-hmm. Nobody remembers that she ever existed. All because she decided that she wanted to make a buck. So, moral of the story, don't ever try to make any money. You're just looking like you don't like that moral of the story. That's not really the story you heard. It's okay.
I'm trying to process it.
Yeah.
So they stole, are they like vampires?
No, they're vampires? Studio executives. They're just evil.
They just steal people's souls?
Yeah. Who knows how many times we've done this before? There's a million screenplays out there and screenwriters nobody cares about.
What do
about.
They do with the souls?
I don't know. You ever see those X-Files episodes where, like, they go the whole thing and they never actually explain anything at all? It's like one of those.
Yeah. It's like it's like they don't even do anything.
Yeah.
They're, like, the worst FBI agents.
Yeah. They go the whole way and they're like, I don't know.
Like, a bunch of people die and then...
Like, how do they ever write up their case reports? Like, I know they see Scully, like, in the first, like, few episodes or, like, the first season or two. Like, they'll follow her while she's writing up her case notes at the end. Like, how do you ever sell that back to the FBI? Like, listen, we're definitely spending our time well.
It's like a bunch of people died. The bad guy died.
Yeah.
We had nothing to do with it. Yeah. We were just there when
so
all this other stuff happened.
So if you could just pay us a lot amount of money, because, like,
there was
Scully
like
has a house
guy
for
who
a
died.
While. We don't know why. He just died.
He's like, he knew he was going to
die.
He
just died.
He knew we were going to show up. He saw himself dying, and then there was a serial killer.
Uh-huh.
We didn't do anything. We just hung out with this guy.
We just were
and
around
then
him.
A bunch
and
of
then
people
he died.
Died.
It's weird. Yeah. Everywhere we go, people die. It's so strange.
So, about that paycheck.
So you can
it's called The X-Files.
Direct deposit. He was like,
did they have direct deposit in 1997?
When did direct deposit start?
I have no idea.
It's probably the thousands, right?
All right.
I don't remember when I started having direct deposit.
I don't have a story.
You have to have a story.
I'm so bad at... You're better at creative than I am.
Well, I don't care. No,
do you,
I
do
don't think
you
want to
tell another
true.
Story? You're better at
do
it.
Do I want to tell another
I'm
story?
I'm not good at doing stories.
Okay,
you know that
I will
me.
Tell another story. Because I love you so much.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like my stories either. I saw your face after the last one.
No, but it was good. It was a good story. I was just like, was oh man, that's story? Depressing.
Oh, that she just died. That she not only died, but disappeared from the earth.
And like got erased from existence.
Yeah.
Like, what about the landlord? Like,
I don't know.
Like,
all right. Well, I got another depressing story for you. So you ready to go?
I'm ready.
Okay. So there's this college professor, right? And he was the kind of college professor that, like, demands respect from his students rather than, like, being a nice guy and showing that they, like, earning their respect. He just demands it immediately. So, like, when he comes in the room, he makes all the students rise, like, stand up when he comes in. Like, a real jerk, right? Like, they all have to rise, and then, like, as soon as he sets his book down, then they can sit down. Like, he establishes this the first day.
He's, like, the king of the classroom.
He doesn't tell you this. The first day he walks in, looks at you, walks out, walks in. He does this like 5 times before he tells everybody to stand up when he comes in. Because he's just that kind of guy, right?
What a turd.
So, you know, every time, like, he'll go into his lecture and, like, he's lectured about all sorts of things that have nothing to do with his actual job title. Like, he's an anthropologist. But he'll lecture about, like, religion or, like, politics, and he's, like, not nice about it or really productive at all. And he'll try to tangentially, like, shoehorn it in there. But really, the students are just tired of hearing him talk about all the stuff that he's not an authority on. Mm-hmm. Like, they really don't know how he's still a professor, but he's tenured, so it's hard to get rid of him just for being a bad professor. You have to, like, really break the rules to get rid of him. So he also has this habit of, like, he brings a pointer with him to class, right?
Like a laser pointer?
No, like a 1950s, like, stick, like, pointer at the board, because he still uses a chalkboard, which is fine. Chalkboards are actually superior to whiteboards. But he'll write something up really high, and then rather, like, point it with his hand, he'll point it out with his pointer, like some kind of jerk. And he'll just, like you know how in the movies how they, like, slap it against the board?
Uh-huh.
And he always does that. He slaps it. Anytime he sees anybody that he thinks isn't paying attention, like, even if they're taking a note, he just assumes they're not paying attention. He'll whack it against the board. Like, he'll break his pointers. He'll come back with another pointer the next day. Mm-hmm. The students have this theory that he just, like, has a bank of pointers at home, like a wine cellar, but it's like a pointer cellar.
Pointer cellar.
So anyway, one day there's a huge snowstorm, right? And it's, like, 2 feet of snow. The school does not cancel classes. But most of the professors were like, listen, don't come in because I'm not coming in. So don't come in. This professor, of course, does not do that because he expects all his students to be, I don't know, some kind of, like, snowshoer genius people. Mm-hmm. So they come in because he says if they don't come in that they're going to lose a letter grade. So they come in and a few students show up early and they're whispering before class.
Mm-hmm.
And during class, a bunch of students get emails. And they're reading their emails because it's like, you know, you can get in your phone or whatever. It's 2017. Most students are taking notes with their laptops anyway because it's easier, right? They're all getting these emails and students are looking at each other and, like, snickering a little bit and looking at each other. And class ends. The professor's packing up his books, but nobody leaves.
Mm-hmm.
The two biggest guys in the class go to the doors and they block the doors. Twelve students go down towards the professor, and he just kind of stands there. He's like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And then they grab him, and they, like, pick him up, and they restrain him. They hold him by his arms, and they hold him by his legs.
Mm-hmm.
And they take him outside, where it's a blizzard, and they dig a hole. Doesn't take that long. There's, like, 50 people in the class. They dig a hole. They shove the professor in there, and they cover him up, and they make sure to seal it real good. And they cover him with, like, 3 feet of snow. And then they leave one person there to just stand guard, and they murdered their professor.
Mm-hmm.
And he had it coming, because he was a real jerk.
Because he was a jerk. Moral of the story, don't be a jerk.
Murder your professors.
Don't be a jerk. What were the words from the first story?
The first story was sketch, backlog, parallel, and photo.
Backlog. Oh,
yeah, there's a backlog of sketches. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parallel.
Parallel parked. So she could find a spot to get to the studio executive's place.
At this, and I'm not, I don't have a whole cohesive story for any of these.
I could never write, like, a real story. I'm not into that.
But you did. You had short stories that you made.
Yeah, they're not good.
They don't and have a to good be story. Good.
That second one was better, I think. I like the, there was a I real like plot to the second one. He was a monster. And I they like killed him. Because that's what you should do, is murder your
this
professor.
This is like Holly's story time. I think you should just tell stories, because I
then
can't.
Then we should probably only do one story a week, because this is like 15 minutes of stories that just happened. I told too many stories.
Mm-hmm. See, that's why you're a good DM, because you could tell stories.
Is it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I can tell stories.
You? Oh my god.
I just did, but that doesn't all mean right, I can. All
right, we're going to go
you know
now,
I mean?
Because...
You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
All right.
You know what I mean?
Shut your face hole.
Is that... Wait, we need food. Shut your pie hole.
Shut your pie hole, pumpkin.
It's the end of the podcast. We ran out of stuff to talk about. It's the end of the podcast.